New Lioness, September 2032. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Welcome all to New Lioness. My name is Chloe, I'm the caretaker here, and I'll be your guide today. You're in safe hands, I promise you. I've lived here all my life, so I know everything there is to know about this place and what happened here. We're not full, so please spread out. Get comfortable, fasten your life jackets, and enjoy the tour. Just one health and safety note. Please keep your hands inside the boat. Have you been here before? Summer holidays in a caravan or a short break in a B&B? Let's have a show of hands. Oh, that's most of you. Great. So, I don't need to tell you how it looked harbourside before the flood. Thanks for coming back to see us. It's wonderful to be welcoming old friends and new. It's been quiet here for so long. You'll already have noticed how changed we are. I'll point out anything of interest as we go. We won't be going far offshore, but you'll see plenty of bird life. Cormorants, oyster catchers, guillemots, terns. Puffins, possibly. I'll call out if I see. Puffins are always smaller than people imagine. They always look so big in photographs. The last couple of days there's been a pod of harbour porpoise checking us out. Very exciting. So, fingers crossed. There's a colony of seals on the far side of the bay. One of them usually comes over to say hello. You're lucky. This is a great day to visit. The tide's fairly low and the water's clear. Not much runoff from the fields inland. So you should be able to get a good view down to the streets and the buildings below. As we make our way over the old village, you'll see things just breaking through the surface. Like there to the left, that cormorant stretching out its wings. That's the roof of the old harbour master's office he's perched on. Oh, below you now, can you see the outline of the car park that used to sit behind the dunes? Those black sticks are parking meters, an excellent habitat for mussels, apparently. We're very proud that a new species of barnacle has been found, thriving inside some of the old cottages, clinging to blackened hearths and old slate floors. We have become a mecca for scientists. We're not short of researchers, students, and volunteers. Our little corner of the world is being studied like you wouldn't believe. Bit late, but still, it may help somewhere else. We get our fair share of weirdos too. Skeptics, deniers, preachers, activists and rebels. All with their own particular axe to grind. All giving us the benefit of their rock-solid knowledge. I'm still a resident. One of the few to stay. When the managed retreat from this coastline became a rout. All of us who were here have our experience and expertise. You should be able to see the row of Coast Guard's cottages, curtains at the glassless windows, breathing in and out with the tide. Kelp has rooted around all the chimney pots. My grandfather lived in one of those, the one second from the end. Beautiful, isn't it, when you look down? Can you see it now? We lived there when I was young. I wanted to be a mermaid then. Is everyone okay? If you've got any questions, please ask as we go along. Quiet? Yes. Surprising, isn't it? The seagulls have all moved inland where there were richer pickings to be had. So, I guess you all know the story. Anyone not? You remember something on the TV once? Okay, right. Yes, things tend to get a bit mixed up. Tragedies accumulate until they join up into one big blur, don't they? It was on the news a lot, and after, there were documentaries, official and unofficial inquiries. A public hearing with legal representatives. Lots of time and money was spent trying to lay the blame. All the reports started off by referring to us as a tight-knit community. And I suppose we were. I've never lived anywhere else, so I've nothing to compare. Hard to credit now, but it was so busy down here, especially in summer. In and out with the tide, trawlers, trips round the bay, fishing charters. And we used to watch the visitors coming back after a day's mackerel fishing, chugging back into the harbour, and most of the men looking green round the gills. Could have been seasickness, or could have been something to do with the crates of beer in the hold. I couldn't possibly comment. There wasn't much down in the old village itself. The lanes weren't designed for more than a horse and cart, so no cars, except the ones that followed their sat-navs past all the no-vehicle signs and got themselves well and truly stuck. There was a pub, a chapel and a corner shop, a hairdresser and a pasty shop, a couple of summer-only cafes. The fishermen's cottages look idyllic, but no one wanted to live in them. Fine for a summer holiday, but damp and tiny. That's why we didn't lose more lives, most of the cottages being holiday lets or second homes. Up on the hill as you drove in, that's all unchanged. The estate, a few more shops, the community centre, but it's not like it was. The heart's gone out of the place, as you'd expect. Not many people want to live on the outskirts of New Lyoness. There was never much work, but we were all kept busy when the summer crowd swept through. Difficult in winter, but we got by and made enough to keep our heads above the sea. It wasn't idyllic. Far from. Hindsight always lends a rosy glow. That spring it rained day after day after day. Relentless. A 30-day monsoon. The fields were saturated as sponges. The streams dirt brown. You can't hold water back, we all know that. The cliffs started to crumble like fruitcake, and were washed away by runoff and undermined from the base by wind-driven seas. At the ship, they ran a build an ark competition. It was supposed to be a joke, an attempt to look on a brighter side. Then the rain stopped, but the damage had been done. You could say we should have seen it coming. We planned, to some extent, but no one ever thought the worst would happen. It was strange. A few days before the flood, a fin whale beached just up the coast. People seemed drawn to it, as if it were an omen. They gathered around and tried so hard to save it. Then the storm, and once the harbour wall was breached, it was all over in an hour or two. Three dead. One of them was a local girl. The others were day trippers, just passing through. The council is building a memorial up on the cliff. Bit late, we all feel, but that's another story. You probably passed the site on your drive in. Please, feel free to ask. Is that it? Well, yes, it is. You thought there'd be more to see. We realise there's not much here. Not yet. That's why we've kept our entrance fee so low. But we have great plans for New Lyoness. We're very excited to share with you some of the opportunities that we're considering. Most are at the feasibility stage, but we are hopeful. There's a girl who harvests dulse for all the top London chefs. She's talking about a seafood cookery school and, if it's successful, accommodation. 5-star, with a boutique wellness spa. We've put in for funding for a glass-bottom boat and a kayak launch built around the chapel roof. There's some talk of a dolphin experience and possibly a son en lumière to support our conservation goals. Pie in the sky, possibly, but we have to dream. Personally, I'd like to commission a poet in residence. Well, I'd apply. And I've been asked to plan a Myths and Legends of the Deep VIP package with dinner and private tour, which I'm sure will be popular with some visitors. Of course, there's always the risk that I could be replaced by an audio guide. Though who'd do the rowing, eh? Virtual reality, that's another idea. Fronted by that man from Poldark, him with the scythe and the rippling abs. Oh, you don't know who I mean? It was a TV show, way back. But he's still alive, apparently, and still popular with people of the right age. We'll be back on dry land soon. You'll find a coffee machine just inside the shed. Oh, that's the gift shop too, I should have said. People often ask what I did here before the flood. Like most of us from the village. A bit of this and a bit of that. Cleaning, bar work, that sort of thing. I thought I'd move away when I was younger, but there's something about being born by the sea. It gets under your skin. It's difficult, of course. What can I say? We make the best of what we've got. We do rely on the public for their support. If you'd like to help us, you can do this in several different ways. You can sign up for our newsletter or become a friend or a sponsor, which gives you unlimited free entry any time. I'm sorry you didn't see any seals today, or puffins, dolphins or porpoise, or whales. They're out there though. Isn't that an amazing thing? Knowing that those creatures are out there, whether we see them or not. I realise it's disappointing, but the availability of wildlife is out of our control. We're just reaching the end of our tour. Don't forget, keep an eye on our social media. We've got a presence on all the platforms, I think. We'd appreciate a review, particularly if you did enjoy the trip. And please come back. We're positive about the opportunities for growth in this, our liminal enterprise zone. But we do rely on you, our visitors. We need stable work in these unstable times. Those of us who still try to make some sort of living here, in this new tidal economy. I'm sorry we didn't meet your expectations. Please direct your feedback to the management. They'll be delighted to hear from you. I hope some of you, at least, found it slightly interesting. We try our best to tell the story in the only way we can. The pontoon can be slippery. Please be careful as you leave the boat. Make sure you've got all your things. And don't forget to tell your friends. We've got great plans for New Lioness.